Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Presented by Chafin Lujan, Andrew Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Pirates back in action tomorrow in Cincinnati. Three-game series against the Cardinals postponed. St. Louis, 15 games postponed. They've played only five. I keep saying, use the taxi squad. What, I'm just so perplexed by baseball's unwillingness to use the satellite players that the Cardinals have at their disposal. I think those players should be playing the Pirates right now. I think Greg Brown should be at Busch Stadium calling Pirates and Cardinals, and St. Louis should be using those backup players. We bring in Greg Brown right now. Greg, do you disagree with me on that? I mean, what's the point of having those guys if you're not going to use them?
I do not disagree with you. There's not a thing you said that I can't argue with, Andrew. I'm 100%, but I thought that was the reason for the satellite camp. So I don't know. I don't have the answer for you on that, and I'd love to be at Busch Stadium. I keep saying that I hope before the end of the year we're allowed to go to these ballparks. But, I don't have an answer. I really don't. I don't get it.
Greg, my main problem with this arises from what happens if the Cardinals can't play all the games they need through doubleheaders, seven-inning doubleheaders, to make up the amount that they've had to postpone thus far. But they win a lot of games, and they have a good winning percentage, but it puts them right at the edge of being in the playoffs. And because they don't get to 60 games, they get in when maybe a couple more losses would have knocked them out. If I were a team, if that happens, and I don't think it's implausible, I would be seething if I were one of those teams first out, looking on the outside looking in at them.
Well, especially Chris, because I guess if you're not adhering to the proper protocols and you're not able to play all the games, Andrew's point aside, for whatever reason, not using the satellite players, that you would think that a penalty for that would be that you're missing games, almost like you're forfeiting.
Yep.
So I don't think you should be rewarded for not playing as many games, and then therefore your winning percentage, to your point, beat out somebody who has played 60, but they had a couple games in hand and lost. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense. I'm still not sure they know what they're going to end up doing. In the long run, I think they're going to try like heck to play. I know it seems impossible, but I think they're going to try like heck to try and get as many of them in as they absolutely possibly can. If that means, the Pirates, when they host the Cardinals in a couple of weeks, whatever that is, Pirates have to play three straight doubleheaders with them at PNC Park, then I think that's what they're going to end up doing.
Wow. Greg Brown with us, brought to you by Moosehead, Canada's oldest independent brewery. Enjoy a cold, refreshing Moosehead today. Greg, what do you make of what you just said there about treating these seven-inning doubleheaders like we're in the minor leagues again, treating those as legitimate Major League Baseball games? I know you've said before this is the season of the asterisk, but do you think that those are legitimate? Like, if you have to do that six games in 3 days, do you think that that's fair?
Well, yeah, I just, Andrew, and Chris, back to the point, I just don't know that anything is fair. I think you just kind of throw your hands up and throw everything out there and just see what happens. That's how I'm taking this season. Not to discourage play, I can continue to say, hey, watching a guy standing at second base in the 10th inning of a tie game, watching the DH, watching the three-batter minimum, watching seven-inning games, for me, it's better than no baseball. So I'm willing to accept it for this short season. And it is, for me, the season of the great asterisk. It always will be. You know, as I said before, 1981 was weird in that they played two halves. There were teams that went to the playoffs playing less than 60 games in those second half seasons. You know, those teams played less than 60 in the second half of that 1981 season. It was, I guess, for a long, long time considered in a similar way, an asterisk season that the Dodgers beat the Yankees in that weird World Series, that weird year. Some teams played overall, I think, 110, if I'm not mistaken. Others played 100. It was very uneven. I haven't looked at it in a good month or so, but the point being, that was weird. It was different. They got through it. They played it, and I think that's what they're doing this year. They're getting through it. They're playing it. What bothers me, guys, I think more than anything else, I don't understand people in the business. I don't mean to disrespect anyone here, but I'm on these Zoom calls a lot. Every day we do these Zoom calls,
mm-hmm.
And I see interviews, and not just locally, but nationally. And I'm on the Twitter, and I see the national baseball writers. It seems like they jump at any disaster. It's like they're anxious for baseball not to be played. I don't understand that. I really don't get it. I think we should be all for this. I love what Ralph Manfred said, the commissioner, about a week ago. I'm not a quitter, even though it seems like when this first thing cropped up with the Marlins, it seemed crazy that all those guys got it and how we're going to play, and now the Cardinals missing all these games. I'm for just going forward, doing the very best they can, and having something to hold on to going into next year.
I mean, Greg, in fairness, I don't think that anybody whose livelihood depends on baseball being played is jumping at the chance to have this thing shut down. I think that's just reporting what happens. Isn't that what a reporter's job is?
I don't know. I think that for me, the impression I get, I'm just speaking for me, Chris. I'm just speaking for me. It just I feel like there's an attitude out there from some who report and are involved in baseball and sports, who are almost anxious to talk about guys going down with COVID and games shutting down, and are the Pirates going to play any more games? I got somebody on the street last week said, hey, are the Pirates going to play the season out? I said, why not? Oh, well, the Cardinals shut down. So? This attitude like you're not going to play.
Didn't Rob Manfred stoke some of that, though? Because right before he said we're not quitters, he also threatened Tony Clark and the players with, if you guys don't get it together, we might have to shut down the season. So if people are taking their cues from a hapless commissioner here, I can't really say I blame them.
Well, I won't agree with you. I don't believe he's hapless. I think when all is said and done, what baseball's had to go through, when you think the massive amount of testing, the number of players, the personnel involved, they were behind the eight ball from the beginning because of those negotiations that were tough and at times bitter between the owners and the players. But there were so many who predicted that the hockey and football and the NBA and all these other sports are out front and they're going to get it done. Baseball will not. And he has said some things that I think he's had to say in terms of negotiations, that being one of them, to get this thing going, to get them moving, to get the players serious about this. I'm not going to jump on Manfred or baseball, and that might not surprise you or anybody else, that I'm not going to rip baseball. But, in fact, I'm going to applaud it once I still believe the season will happen. In many ways, it'll be a weird, odd season, but in so many instances, baseball has reflected society for over 100 years, and I think this is the case as well. It's far from perfect. They're doing what they can. They're fighting through it, and then I think if baseball's trying to show America, then we can move on with our lives. We can get it done. And so for that, I applaud Manfred and baseball.
Greg Brown with us. Greg, how do you respond to, or how do you feel about honest to goodness Pirates fans who are Pirates fans, who root for the team and follow the team and love the team? How do you feel about those fans who have taken to hoping the Pirates lose because they think it's in their best interest to finish with the number one pick?
I mean, if a Pirate fan feels that way, more power to them. I'm all for it. If a Pirate fan feels that way, good for them. I don't see how that's really possible. That they're so-called tanking. I just don't see how you can do that. No one has ever been able to convince me that a conspiracy like that could actually take place. But if you do believe it, if you're a fan, you want it because you want the team to get better, because you want the number one pick, then I say, again, I'm all for it. I'm all for anybody. I was on the phone with a friend of mine today. He was ripping the team and left and right, and what's wrong with this? And then he kind of apologized. I said, don't apologize. I love it, because 2 months ago we weren't talking about baseball. We weren't talking about the Pirates being awful. Let's do it. Let's talk about it. Let's rip them. I'm for all of it. I'm for all the debate. I love it. And again, I'm all for it. If a fan feels that way, good for them.
Greg Brown,
well,
Pirates broadcaster. Greg, I know we got to let you run. You got Reds, Pirates all weekend, hopefully. Okay.
You're looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the new rotation. I like Cool and Brawl separately. I like it.
Okay. There you have it. Greg Brown.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.